Good morning, this is Dan O'Brien with your top third ag marketing pre-opening grain comments for Monday, April 24th. Higher across the board in grains today, with corn in July up 2 cents at 365 and three quarters, December up two at 384. And the wheat, we've got July up 3 cents at 424. Kansas City, July up two and three quarters at 420. And beans, July up 7 cents at 967 and three quarters. November up 6 and three quarter cents at 966 and a quarter. A lot of this due to several factors. We've got some heavier rains forecast over the next 7 to 10 days in the Midwest. This has put a little bit of a weather premium in there. We've got seeding and planting progress at about 18% right now. That's versus 28% last year. We were ahead of schedule last year. This year, not too far off of the five-year averages, but they are putting a little bit of premium in. We'll have to see what comes after the showers over next weekend and if there is more wet weather on the way. Also, supporting the grains is the dollar is down about 94 points at 98.93. This is a result of the first round of the French elections, in which the moderate candidate Macron came in first, just ahead of the further right candidate Le Pen. Macron favors staying in the EU, so this was bullish for the euro, up at five-month highs, and a little bearish for the dollar. Given grain support, the two of them will be in a runoff later on in the spring. Also, we've got some drier weather in Western Europe, this giving a little bit of a boost to the wheat as well. In outside markets, we've got the dollar, as I said, down 92 points at 98.95. Crude oil up just about 7 cents a barrel at 49.70. Dow Jones also liking the news out of France, up 189 points in pre-opening trade. And gold down $17 a barrel at $1,270.40 an ounce. Commitment of traders on Friday had the funds relatively short across the board, short 160,000 corn as of the Tuesday reporting, probably near more like 170,000 as of Friday. In the wheat, there were short 154,000 as of Tuesday, and probably now near short 160,000, which is a record short position in the wheat. And in the beans, they came in short about 50,000 contracts on Tuesday. On the later rallies on Friday and overnight, we probably covered some of that, maybe short around 30,000 contracts now, long about 3,000 meal, and short 40 to 50,000 oil contracts. So again, we will have to see if this combination of the weaker dollar, a little bit of a weather premium put in, will do anything to motivate the funds to start covering these pretty big short positions heading into the springtime and summer weather markets. That's all I have for this morning. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good day.